this week saw the conclusion of Sharing Our Knowledge, a conference of Tlingit tribes and clans. Last week, hundreds of Alaska Native leaders, scholars, and elders gathered in Centennial Hall to learn about Tlingit people and culture. Renowned artist, author, and art historian Bill Holm was among the nearly 100 presenters this year. KTOO's Rebecca Shear has more.
As we learn in these clan conferences, respect for our elders is a number one Tlingit virtue. So to show respect to our elder, please welcome Bill Holm.
Anthropologist Sergei Khan may describe Bill Holm as an elder, but with twinkling blue eyes and a mop top of snow-white hair, the Northwest Coast art scholar says he's never thought of himself that way. Until recently.
I did have a birthday just a couple days ago, and that brought to my mind that I'm pretty much an elder.
May I ask what birthday it was?
Yeah, it's 84.
84. 84 years young, Bill Holm.
Well, I still like to feel young, but I'm beginning to realize that the time moves on.
Not that Holm hasn't made the most of his time. He's published 8 acclaimed books, including the 1965 classic Northwest Coast Indian Art, An Analysis of Form. He's nabbed countless awards and is a professor and curator emeritus at Seattle's Burke Museum of Natural History and Culture. In 2003, he lent his namesake to the museum's Bill Holm Center, one of the premier resources for the study of Pacific Northwest Coast Native art, a subject he got hooked on more than 70 birthdays ago when he moved from his native Roundup, Montana to Seattle.
When I was in the 9th grade, I became a technical advisor for a play that the 7th grade art class was giving. And I did some research over in the museum and borrowed some things. In those days, it was easier to borrow from museums than it is now. And really began my interest in the Northwest Coast.
Since then, Holm says most of his contact with Native people and culture has been on Vancouver Island, but he's definitely dabbled in Alaska.
Way back in the early 60s, probably about 1960, I came up to Port Chilkoot to teach in Carl Hein Miller's program there and met a lot of people, some I've seen here in the last couple of days.
Not that Holm's had a whole lot of time to socialize. He gave 2 talks at this year's Clan Conference, one titled The Head Canoe, the historical record of an archaic vessel, and a PowerPoint presentation called Old Photos Might Not Lie.
But they fib a lot about color. There's an old saying that photographs don't lie. Today it's common knowledge that they can lie a lot, even without photoshopping.
As Holm explains, 19th century photographs were made with materials, or emulsions, that were limited in their response to light. The earliest emulsions, what he calls panchromatic or blue-sensitive, had a heck of a time with reds and yellows, for instance, which would turn gray or black once the photo was developed.
On the other hand, the early emulsions were very sensitive to blue, so blue colors were printed as very light, even white.
So say an art historian or an anthropologist has an item of some sort and wants to determine where, when, and how that piece was used.
The problem is finding matches between old photographs and the same pieces today. This picture of a Tlingit man includes a great example. You see, he has a beaded collar. Well, in the center is a color photograph of the same collar. On the right is a panchromatic image of the same one. You can see how the blue-sensitive film has distorted the values.
Holm delivered his talk to a room packed with admirers, students, and fans, all of them excited to see this man whose given Indian name means plenty of everything.
I think if we learn something, among other things, at this conference, that Bill Holm can still teach us so much. So I'd like to give him another round of applause.
I'm gratified to know that a lot of Native people enjoy the things that I've done and have appreciated what I've done. And I'm retired officially, but I still continue to get around and see people and talk to people about these subjects.
And many people hope Bill Holm will keep doing so for many years and birthdays to come. In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.